It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Paul's a fighter. He seems to be going through a good period right now.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Which is the opposite of what my wife went through last week.
The wheels are off.
Osama bin Laden used Father's Day to attack black fathers. He called on...
Whoa.
Osama bin Laden.
No, wait, Barack Obama.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Who are you talking to?
Diarrhea Pants.
This ought to be fun.
What?
It's an old
That's
song.
The weirdest thing you've ever said.
That's
I've never
a song?
Heard an old song.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
And the emergency break of the week is brought to you by TexasDirectAuto.com, I do believe. So thank you. And thank you to the P1s who are about to vote responsibly at 888-787-1310. We will give you three candidates. You get the vote on them. Candidate number one comes to us from our trusty reporter on the camp report that will turn into the ranch report. That's David Moore, the Dallas Morning News. He's been busy this week covering the Cowboys in Oxnard and trying to keep up with the Zeke drama. And he had a tough time with this, and I have a tough time with this word, too. Prosecutorial. Prosecutorial is the word we're looking
prosecutorial?
For.
Prosecutorial?
Prosecutorial, yes.
It's oversyllabled in some way.
Yeah. Let's hear how David does.
And if you want to say this is unfair because they didn't treat Ray Rice and Josh Brown with this sort of prosecutorial, or let me mangle that word again. If they didn't go after him the way they went after him much more vociferously than they went after these other guys.
Gosh. He mangled that. Do you have that isolated, Jer? Back to you, George.
Okay. Let's listen to it one more time, then we can hear it in the whole thing.
And if you want to say this is unfair because they didn't treat Ray Rice and Josh Brown with this sort of prosecutorial, or let me mangle that word again. If they didn't go after
well,
him
David,
the way they went after him.
Turned into Harry Carey there for a second. Prosecutorial,
or let me mangle that word again.
That's a tough one. I have a hard time with that word, too. There's David, rarely nominated, but he is up for an emergency break of the week. Here's a dude who's been nominated a lot over the last few years. That is T.C. Fleming. There's nothing quite like the T.C. interruption during a show. This is a low-energy interruption with the wrong information as they talk about Norm's trip on Donnie and Mike.
How many miles have those two logged? I mean, their last trip was the Iceland Ring Road, which is a 1,000-mile road or something like that.
Right.
And now their trip, 16, yeah, Adam.
16, to indicate how expansive their travels are, that in fact was not their last trip. They went to Nigeria just a couple months ago, Mike. 31,
35, thank you.
It was Nigeria, right? No, that's in Africa. What's the one with Manuel Ortega?
Nicaragua?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, McCool.
Yeah, Nigeria, Nicaragua, it's all the same.
I mean, they both start with N-I. It's obvious how a person would confuse them.
Oh, yeah. Obvious. Obvious. That's TC.
Hey.
And, you know, I think there's already tension between TC and Mike.
Oh, yeah. That's known, though.
If you just play the beginning of that, you can hear Mike's, I think, disgust with TC as he breaks in.
How many miles have those two logged? I mean, their last trip was the Iceland Ring Road, which is a 1,000-mile road or something like that.
Right.
And 11, now their trip, 15, yeah, Adam.
16, to indicate how expansive their travels are, that in fact was not their last trip. They went to Nigeria just a couple months ago, Mike. 31,
35, thank you.
It was Nigeria, right? No, that's in Africa. What's the
thank you.
The one with Manuel Ortega?
God love you.
Jeez. Thank you. All right, there's TC back again for the emergency break of the week. And then there's our top 10 at night, the ticket top 10 that runs every night starting at 7 o'clock right after the hard line, and you can hear it early mornings leading into our show. It's hosted by Jonathan Fahey. Now, granted, he's got a lot to do up there. He's trying to play the top 10.
Trying to sober up.
trying to keep it between the lines. He has to run the board. He has to try to put together a ticker to give you sports information. He had a tough time with this ticker, and we just made the entire ticker. It's not quite the Lexi ticker, but it's close.
Tyson Ross making the start for the Rangers tonight as they start up a four-game series with the White Sox at the Temple. This ticket ticker, a service of Texas Motor Speedway and Stellar Home Theater and beyond. Ross giving up a solo homer in the top of the first inning and three more runs in the third. Right now it is tied at four in the top of the fourth inning. Nomar Mazzaro gets an RBI single, and Brett Nicholas has a two-run homer. Looking at some other scores in the majors right now. Bottom of the seventh in New York, the Mets are trailing the Yankees 7-1. Top of the seventh in Minnesota, the Twins have a 2-1 lead over the Indians. And that's all the scores I got. The Cowboys will play the Colts in their third preseason game Saturday night, where we'll get our first look at our first team offense. Whiteout Dez Bryant says he's ready to go. But guess who wasn't? Me. And that's the Ticket Ticker. I'm John Fahey on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
He always sounds like he's on the brink of disaster, that entire ticker, doesn't he? Like he's just about to shut it down, and finally he does just shut it down.
I saw it in person, and he didn't look terribly concerned about much the whole time.
Oh, really? Because he sounds like a dog at the edge of a pool trying to debate whether to jump in.
Exactly.
Kind of respect his attitude, though, in a way.
Exactly. Fahey doesn't care about much anything.
God, never. There's not an animal alive that wants something more but yet doesn't want it.
Than the dog
than a dog on the edge of a pool.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe a Fahey ticker. All right, so those are your candidates. David Moore, TC, or Jonathan Fahey, 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I would like to responsibly vote for David and the Mandela Effect.
Hello, you're on ticket AM and FM.
On AM radio.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, users. I just wanted to vote for TC and...
I love you madly, Georgia.
Okay, there she is.
Thank you. That's the fake Natalie Maines there. Double fake. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Ticket AM?
Yep.
Hey, this is Mark Bavaro calling you, George, to invite you to go to gobowling.com to print out a free coupon for a round of golf.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, guys, it's E-Break Man!
Oh, my God, it's E-Break Man!
I'm glad you all had the opportunity to talk to me this morning. Today's E-Break Man sleeper pick of the week is... Fahey! Woo! Yay!
Worst superhero.
He's doing two
ever characters.
Come on, give him a break.
It's obvious that it's the same man doing both.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
Tonight, for dinner on the grill, we're going to have some asparagus, some lemon pepper chicken.
Yeah? Okay.
And an abortion.
No, Norm. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hey. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
They're in your business. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to vote for TC. Please.
Okay, thanks. No more sponsors, please. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Sup, broskies?
Sup.
You guys are keeping it dope today. I just want to say keep it 100. Love what you guys do.
Thanks.
I'd like to vote for the Casey Musgraves poo-poo tweet.
That's not a candidate, sir. And I think she was hacked. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Good morning. Frida in the floor department, please.
Wrong number.
Yeah, you got the wrong number. Sorry, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Give me Dave.
I think that was a David Moore attempt there. I think it was David, and then he got cut off. Hi, you're on the ticket.
A very, very, have a very Garrison tap-a-tap-tap-tap-tap-tap, Georgia's candy.
Is that a David vote, or is he just doing the call that's, back to that poor woman
that's
who
that call back
had the
to,
meltdown?
Yeah.
That Gordon's been doing all week.
I know.
But off the air.
Yes. I've been
or
doing that
was
off, the
it
air.
Off the air.
Parrots haven't kept clip at.
Haven't kept at. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, good morning, boys. I'd like to vote responsibly on AM, but not FM, for the great Mickey.
Mickey.
I do call David that sometimes. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Hi, Fahey, and it's been a year anniversary since Junior and I ran into each other at DFW, and he gave me that OS look I recognize.
Like what?
I remember it well.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, good morning. I'd like to vote for David Moore, and I still love you madly, Giorgio.
Oh, that's so sweet. So sweet. And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner, David Moore from the Dallas Morning News and SportsDayDFW.com.
And if you want to say this is unfair because they didn't treat Ray Rice and Josh Brown with this sort of prosecutorial, or let me mangle that word again. If they didn't go after him the way they went after him much more vociferously than they went after these other guys.
Well, he nailed that word, but not prosecutorial. That's a tough one for me, too. How
you
many
get
is that
it right
for David?
Every time, though.
That is David's third win. He ties another master linguist, Mickey Spagnola.
Oh, how about that? They're both tied at three.
Curial Earth.
Yay, David.